This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
But I think the thing that everybody is discussing is the weather. And earlier on, we got a roundup of how it looks across Europe, including Lara Marlowe from France and Enda Brady from the UK. And if you missed anything that they had to say, or if you miss anything on the show, don't forget newstalk.com. We upload it as podcast, or you can go to the Goal Out app. But let's focus on what it looks like in the coming days here in Ireland. Holly O'Neill is with us, meteorologist with Met Éireann. Holly, just looking at the app, there's a lot of temperatures in red and a lot of warnings in yellow. What do the next few days look like?
Yes, you are correct. There are higher temperatures than we've seen over the last while, indeed, for the next few days. So, like you said, today we might possibly see that new record being met. In general, though, we're looking at highest temperatures of 25 to 31 degrees. Possibly higher in some places, with the kind of warmest temperatures really expected across the Midlands and West today. And then for the next few days, tomorrow, again, continuing quite warm and humid, not as hot as today, but still quite warm in general. And then generally towards throughout the weekend, we're going to see a gradual transition to less warmer weather, more in the way of that Atlantic influence that we usually get when the winds turn westerly, but not the worst overall.
No, it is the kind of weekend that we would normally be quite happy with for June.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think a lot of people, as is the nature with people in Ireland, we complain when it rains and we complain when it's really hot. But I think it will be a welcomed break or reprieve for people, especially when we're not used to these high temperatures. And it's still going to be quite warm. It's still going to be higher than average, really, for June. So we're looking, you know, it'll be a nice break. It'll be more pleasant weather, I say.
And is that mirrored across Europe? That kind of heat dome that we saw across the centre of the continent, is that going to move off as well?
As it stands right now, there isn't any indication that their temperatures are going to be breaking down to what we're seeing. I think you could say we're almost lucky in the sense because we have that Atlantic influence that tends to keep our temperatures at bay. What we're seeing right now is basically a plume of hot air coming in off the continent, whereas with the people out in France and Spain, like we were talking about, they, well, you have the Med and things like that, because there's so much more land, it's harder for them to cool down, basically, like you were talking about the heat dome. So I say they'll be in those higher temperatures for another while yet.
Now, you said that where we're likely to see the highest temperatures is somewhere in the Midlands. Can you be specific as to where? Do you have a sense at this stage of where we're likely to see, if there is going to be a record set, which county is likely to be the one that sets it?
That's what everyone wants to know. It's always very, it's very hard to pinpoint exactly where we're going to see that highest temperature. And I think it would be, I don't want to be saying anywhere in specific because it could be a case that we may see a higher temperature elsewhere. But right now, the current signal is really looking at Galway, Mayo, Sligo, possibly Roscommon. But it could be anywhere within that really kind of centre Midland, west of Connacht, or east of Connacht, I should say, region.
So what you're telling me is there is a shot for Banagher. I might be at the peak when the show starts tomorrow.
Holly, exactly.
Thank you so much. Holly O'Neill there, meteorologist with Met Éireann. Keith Leonard is with us as well, chairperson of the National Emergency Coordination Group. And of course, as Holly was saying, there are yellow warnings issued by Met Éireann. And normally, Keith, when we talk about yellow warnings, they are the kind of things that you guys respond to with sandbags and chainsaws. What do you do when they're heat related?
Absolutely, Anton. Well, look, it's a glorious couple of days and more to come and welcome for a lot of people. But really, you know, it's a lot of common sense measures that people can help themselves, Anton, over the next number of days and help each other. And I suppose one of the key pieces really is, you know, these high temperatures, while they're very enjoyable, they have a kind of a disproportionately difficult effect for elderly people, infants and young people. And really, one of the things we would like people to do today is, you know, for those people, elderly people who are under strain, if you know someone who's living alone, who's elderly, call in, check that they're comfortable, that they have access to cold drinks. A short visit could make a huge difference to the well-being of an elderly neighbour today.
Now, we were talking to Lara Marlowe about the kind of impact that the massively high temperatures into the mid-40s in France are having, particularly on those cohorts that you're describing. Are you seeing any deleterious impacts on people in Ireland thus far?
So far, colleagues in the HSE in particular are monitoring kind of the track through A&E and through GPs. And at the moment, we don't have any hard figures on it. But it is always the case in these situations, and usually it's only when you do the look back afterwards that you can see an increase, unfortunately, in activity in A&E and in the medical side. So I've no doubt there will be some impact over the next few days.
Well, Keith, thank you very much for your time. That is Keith Leonard, who is chairperson of the National Emergency Coordination Group. And I'm joined as well by Ilona Duffy, GP. Ilona, what are you seeing among your patient group?
Well, we're probably, as Keith has said, we're not seeing a lot yet. People are probably avoiding even coming into us during good weather. We tend to find general practice tends to be a little bit quieter. Everybody wants to stay away and enjoy the sun. But as Keith said, we'll often get phone calls from people maybe complaining of things like feeling faint, like feeling unwell, feeling nauseated. And obviously, one big concern is people arriving with sunburn, and that especially is of concern if it's children. So the general advice, again, as Keith has said, watching out for people, especially those who are vulnerable.
And in terms of the sunburn and advice, I assume that is hat, glasses and sunscreen.
Absolutely. We know that sunburn leads to increased risk of skin cancer later on, malignant melanoma especially being the one of concern. And any burn during your childhood massively increases your risk. So again, that message out there, stay out of the direct sun, and especially if you have children, try and keep them out of direct sunlight between 11 and 3. Now, that can be difficult because it's warm, they want outside, but if they're going to be outside, try and have them playing in shaded area and make sure that they're covered. So, yes, put on your sunscreen, but in really hot sun like we're having at the moment, you probably need to have them covered, and ideally, you know, have them covered in clothes that will provide sun protection, because remember that in heavy sun, you can burn actually through light T-shirts, so there are specific sun wear that you can put on your children. And similarly, older people, adults, and those with underlying chronic diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, chronic kidney disease, they can be more prone to becoming dehydrated. And as we get older, we don't often sense that we're becoming dehydrated. Our sense of thirst is dampened. And that means that we're becoming dehydrated. That can affect our blood pressure, have impact on our heart and our kidneys. So it's really important that people are increasing their fluid intake, and that's going to help prevent that dehydration and prevent other illnesses occurring as a result of the heat.
Ilona, thank you very much. That is Dr. Ilona Duffy, and thanks as well to Keith Leonard and Holly O'Neill of Texas. Say, can you remind people not to walk their dogs at the height of the heat? A lot of people have been walking their dogs during midday that I have seen. If you want to get in touch, 53106 or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage, in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.